Fran win?
I'm actually not a volunteer, but my experience of volunteers with Little Green Pig, I put on an event at the Children's Festival, did a call out to volunteers, Little Green Pig volunteers, and I got one volunteer, and she was amazing. She was just, I said, let me buy you lunch. You know, she was just so giving of her time because she was so passionate about working with young people and giving them these creative experiences. And it wasn't a writing workshop, but and so it was a really good reflection. And I've met you before at the brainstorming session that we had in Brighton Town Hall. And my lovely son Finn, he was part of the what was it called? City Lives, the soap opera. So I think, although I haven't volunteered, I've sort of had access to it. And this isn't three short things, but I just think I think it's a very inclusive group of people who are really, you know, that word passion, I know is cliche, but really passionate about doing things for young people. And Finn, I think your experience of working on the soap opera, do you want to talk about that and what you got from it? You're talking to Julie.
So this is part of our evaluation. I'm just kind of getting some feedback from the volunteers of their
working
experience.
With the young people, like the really.
Oh, it was so much fun.
So what did you expect, and what was it like in the reality?
Well, I didn't know what to expect, Julie, but
it was. Julie rang her up and said, "Pam and I need a bloody blah. Your son looks like that." And I said, "Oh, thanks very much."
Are you acting?
Yeah, and so Finn said, "How can I say no to Julie?" Yeah, and he didn't even know what he was doing. So,
yeah, I couldn't really be bothered to do it at first, but then went in, and it was awesome. Like, you had all the kids working together in these crazy roles that they would never, like, have been doing in any other circumstance, and like, they were getting so into it, and like, learning about like what each role does. Like, they were like, "Oh, I'm the director, I'm the producer," and yeah, I thought it was super awesome. Like,
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And if you were to do something like that again, is there anything that you would like it repeated, or is there anything that you maybe thought we could have done better, or longer workshops or shorter workshops?
Maybe having the kids see the whole editing side of it as well, like actually, because they're on set seeing how it's all filmed, but then there's that other side, which is a whole nother really interesting thing that maybe they might be interested in as well. Because when I was like 13, I was really interested in video editing and stuff. So that was super interesting to me. It might be.
That's cool. Funny you should say that. We've got a project coming up in March where we're looking at just doing just that.
Oh, really?
So it's more the kids not using the professional cameras, the kids using their own phones to do everything, and then getting help editing and putting it together.
But, yeah, that's awesome.
So watch the space.
If you need any help with that, I would be super keen.
It might well be episode 2. So it fits with it.
I would be interested in helping them do that, for sure.
Cool, thank you.
Alright, now it's your turn.
I was just going to say, you went on to do your own film afterwards.
Oh, I've done loads of films. Loads of stuff in the works.
So,
bye.
Laura. Are we still going? Yes? Laura.
I'm really shy at talking into microphones.
You can just talk to us.
Yeah, okay. So what did I expect from Little Green Pig? Well, basically the reason I got involved first and foremost was that I just really enjoy teaching and working with young people. So that's what I really wanted to get out of it, and obviously what I did. And that's still what I think is my favourite part, is just seeing the kids and getting to know them, even for like the short time during the workshop, seeing their personalities and kind of just hanging out with them. They're like the funniest people I get to hang out with. Their stories are just absolutely hilarious, and they'll just say most off-the-wall comments, and I don't even know how they think up the ideas they think up. I don't know, like, how they can be so imaginative and crazy. Like, I just feel like they're an inspiration to me, in a way, because I'd like to be able to write as well as they write, and so freely just think up crazy ideas and be so passionate about it. So I just think as individuals, I like spending time with them. And the other thing I wanted was to kind of make a difference. So when there's a kid that feels like they don't, maybe they can't write and they feel nervous about it, but then by the end we get them to write a story and I see that they actually leave the room feeling really like they achieved something, I think that's really profound and useful, and I feel like we've made an actual real difference in someone's life. That sounds really lame.
I'm going to start crying. Oh,
I think they all did really feel like at the show when we showed the movie.
Yeah,
they were all like, they all really felt involved in it, and they thought like they felt like they did. Well, they did like have a lot to do with it. Yeah, and it's easy for